We wake up and eat. We go to work and eat, snacking at the desk. We get home and have dinner and dessert. But there may be a way to escape the 24-hour eating culture if you need to lose weight or are looking at other benefits. This is called the 8-hour diet, created in part by Peter Moore, editor of Men's Health magazine. It's a diet that claims to help even if you do it as few as 3 times a week. Talk to Peter on Skype a little earlier.
The 8-hour diet taps into an area of science called intermittent fasting. And the theory behind that is that if you confine your eating to a specific period of the day, and that's what the 8-hour diet is about, confining your eating to 8 hours a day, and you fast for the other 16 hours, not only will you lose weight, and I personally lost 15 pounds on this diet, so I know whereof I speak, but there are a host of other health benefits that come to you. So the more I looked into this, the more I thought somebody needs to make a program out of this, write a book about it, and that's what I did.
So when do you eat?
On a fasting day, and today's a fasting day for me, I'll wake up in the morning, have my coffee as usual, and then I'll delay my lunch until usually about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then that begins my 8-hour feasting period, I like to think of it. So I'll have lunch at 1 or 2, maybe a snack late in the afternoon, go home and have dinner with my wife because she'd be mad at me if I was fasting and just sat mutely across the dinner table from her while she had dinner. So we have dinner as a shared meal. Then, yes, we too will have dessert, but usually it will come right at the end of my 8-hour eating period. Then I go back into a fast for another 16 hours.
Another 16 hours. So it's not as if you skip food for an entire day or even an entire period of daylight hours. It's just 8 hours and then 16 off.
Exactly. 8 hours on of eating and 16 hours off. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, do I binge during my 8 hours? The fact is that if you have a reasonable lunch and then a snack in the afternoon, you're going to be pretty full. I don't feel any temptation at all to cram the food down during those 8 hours. Basically, the way I look at it is if I only have 8 hours to eat, I'm going to eat the very best stuff that is available to me. So I make sure that I eat very high quality stuff during the 8 hours I've got.
Now, isn't it a huge sin to skip breakfast? You said you have coffee, but you're not ingesting anything first thing in the morning, are you?
Well, it's interesting because there has been a lot of insistence, including by Men's Health magazine that I'm the editor of, on the virtues of breakfast. And don't get me wrong, breakfast is a great meal, but it's not the be-all and end-all of weight loss the way some people think that it is. And in fact, I came across an article in the Nutrition Journal from 2011 that showed that people who regularly eat breakfast eat more calories every day than people who do not eat it. And it could be that the 15 pounds that I lost on the 8-hour diet is simply that I was avoiding the 500, 600 calories that I ordinarily would have eaten for breakfast. And that right there would be enough to produce the weight loss that I experienced.
And you don't have any problem, let's say, when you get into the office getting started because you haven't had that fuel first thing?
Coffee is enough fuel for me. And don't get me wrong, when I first adjusted to this diet, it was a challenge, in part because I'm a major chow hound and I work out a lot. So, you know, I had convinced myself that I really needed to eat a ton of food in order to fuel me over that. But I have since learned, just through my own experience and the research I've done, that really each of us has plenty of fuel to get us through the morning. We all store about 2,000 calories in our livers, and that will be the first fuel that our body will burn in the morning. But when you're on a fasting program like I'm on, after you burn that fuel in your liver, the glycogen, you'll turn to preferentially burning body fat, and a lot of us can use that.
So what are you eating?
The healthy stuff that we know we should be eating, healthy fats like lean meat, avocado, nuts, fruits, vegetables, berries. You know, we've got a whole program worked out in the book for how to eat your 8 power foods during a day to fill your belly with really good stuff. And I adhere very closely to that, not because it's something magic or in the book, but it's because these are the foods I love most.
What else should we know about the 8-hour diet if we're thinking of jumping in with both feet?
Well, I would so urge everybody to do it because there are a host of other benefits far beyond the weight loss. One of the benefits of intermittent fasting is that you actually grow more brain cells. Your cells' power plant are the mitochondria. It's been shown to increase the number and quality of the mitochondria in the various cells of your body. And also laboratory animals have shown on intermittent fasting diets that they actually live up to a third longer than they would ordinarily. So there are a whole bunch of health benefits. If you get into it because you want to lose 10 or 15 pounds, that's a great start, but you can count on the mental, the heart health benefits as well.
That's Peter Moore, editor of Men's Health and author of the new book, The 8-Hour Diet.